El grito resounded, the cry for independence from Spain, plunging the new nation of Mexico into 12 years of chaos. Supply ships to Alta California stopped.
The troops and general population were in a condition of extreme wretchedness, without clothing and other necessities. Food there was, indeed, and in abundance, and even cacao to make chocolate. For even though the government did not forward it from Mexico, private ships put in at California ports, and we purchased it in exchange for money or grain. Commercial relations began between the Russians and San Francisco. The Russians brought goods of all kinds, general merchandise, cloth, sugar, etc., which they traded for wheat, corn, and other grains, as well as livestock, for making salted meat. Later on, commercial relations were established with the English and the Americans, and still later, with the French. The diet which prevailed in my home, which possessed all the comforts, was as follows. First breakfast was from 6 to 7 a.m. Every other day we would have chocolate and then atole de pinole, cereal porridge with sweetening and made with milk. At my home, 60 cows were milked daily for the making of cheese. My brothers and sisters and I were the ones who did this work. The main breakfast was about 1 hour after the first. Cooked meat, beans cooked in the Mexican style, sometimes bread, sometimes corn tortillas. Coffee was unknown here until 1828. We did have tea, since we cultivated it in our gardens. My mother always had it in her garden. The noon meal began when my sisters each received a small glass of wine from my mother's hands. The usual luncheon consisted of rice or spaghetti, soup, meat stew with vegetables, beans, and sometimes a dessert of cheese or sweet rolls. At the conclusion of the meal, we men drank a glass of Spanish brandy. Supper, served from 8:30 to 9 in the evening, was beans and a meat dish cooked with chile, and a little wine. This was the way of life in almost all families having the means.